Luxury by Vicente Blasco Ibáñez. I had her on my lap, said my friend Martinez, and the warm weight of her healthy body was beginning to tire me. The scene, same as usual in such places, mirrors with blemished surfaces and names scratched across them like spiders' webs, sofas of discoloured velvet with springs that creaked atrociously, the bed decorated with theatrical hangings, as clean and common as a sidewalk, and on the walls pictures of bullfighters and cheap chromos of angelic virgins smelling a rose or languorously contemplating a bold hunter. The scenery was that of the favourite cell in the Convent of Vice, an elegant room reserved for distinguished patrons, and she was a healthy, robust creature who seemed to bring a whiff of the pure mountain air into the heavy atmosphere of this closed house, saturated with cheap cologne, rice powder, and the vapour from dirty wash basins. As she spoke to me, she stroked the ribbons of her gown with childish complacency. It was a fine piece of satin, of screaming yellow, somewhat too tight for her body, a dress which I recalled having seen months before on the delicate charms of another girl who had since died, according to report, in the hospital. Poor girl, she had become a sight. Her coarse, abundant hair, combed in Greek fashion, was adorned with glass beads. Her cheeks, shiny from the dew of perspiration, were covered with a thick layer of cosmetic, and as if to reveal her origin, her arms, which were firm, swarthy, and of masculine proportions, escaped from the ample sleeves of her chorus girl costume. As she saw me follow with attentive glance all the details of her extravagant array, she thought that I was admiring her, and threw her head back with a petulant expression. And such a simple creature! She hadn't yet become acquainted with the customs of the house, and told the truth, all the truth, to the men who wished to know her history. They called her Flora, but her real name was Marie Pepa. She wasn't the orphan of a colonel or a magistrate, nor did she concoct the complicated tales of love and adventure that her companions did in order to justify their presence.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?